You are listening to Christian Audio's production of What is the Gospel? By Brian Chappell. This book is read by Chris Koscheski. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers Crossway Books and Bibles based on What is the Gospel? Copyright 2010 by Brian Chappell. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. The events that led to his arrest had been years in the making. When he was growing up, the polite phrase our family used to describe my brother's mental capability was, "He has a harder time learning than most." Though his mind stayed undeveloped, David became increasingly strong in body and will as my parents aged. Stresses of dealing with him, as well as their own issues, led to their separation and to greater difficulties with my brother. As an adult, David's desire for independence and his developmental disabilities were constant concerns. For friendship and thrills, he developed relationships that spelled trouble. The obvious resulted. His arrest and confinement were more than his mind could process. He knew only the overwhelming fear that someone with a young child's mental ability would experience in a jail cell. He huddled in a corner and trembled. My brother's obvious fear rekindled something in the heart of another man in that cell. And despite his own difficulties, he shared with David the message of God's mercy. Jesus can help you. Trust him. The truths of Sunday school lessons and special needs classes that David had attended as a child rushed back to him. He prayed for God to forgive him and trusted in Jesus as his Savior. David will be in jail for a long time. He will also be with Jesus forever, forgiven, restored, treasured, and transformed. This is the gospel for my brother, and for all who trust in Jesus. Gospel simply means good news. The Bible uses the term to refer to the message that God has fulfilled his promise to send a Savior to rescue broken people, restore creation's glory, and rule over all with compassion and justice. That's why a good summary of the gospel is Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15. God's rescue, restoration, and rule apply to our spiritual condition, but are not limited to spiritual realities. Through Jesus Christ, our God delivers his people from the eternal consequences of human sin that have touched everything. Our salvation includes us, but it's also bigger than we are. Before we further explore these amazing truths, we need to recognize that the Bible does not trumpet them just to dazzle us. God reveals these truths so that sinners, such as David and you and me, can forever be free of the guilt and power of sin by trusting the good news that Jesus is the Lord who comes to save us. Following are key aspects of that good news. What God requires, he provides. We may not like the idea of someone identifying us as sinners, especially if we use that term to refer only to axe murderers and child molesters. But the Bible says that God is absolutely holy, and that all who do not match his perfection are sinners, a term that simply means missing God's standard. If we sin to any degree, we become something other than what God intended. Romans 3:23 and James 2:10. He made us to reflect his holy nature. 1 Peter 1:16. So our faults not only hurt us, but also mar our relationship with God. Ephesians 4:30. God's image. Our relational problems with God began when our human nature was corrupted by our first parents' sin. Romans